Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing this week our conversation with Trainer Joe and Miss Sherry from Frankfort, who has lost over 200 pounds, is a walking, talking hero. In fact, Sherry's even teaching the classes now. So, man, if you missed our first two programs on Monday, we just talked with Joe a little bit about food and the challenges people have and how God wants to help us. And then yesterday, Sherry joined us and shared a little bit about her journey doing the Trainer Joe's program. She's lost over 200 pounds. She started in May of 2018, and now she's even teaching the classes. She looks great. You can see a picture on our website of her before and after. Go to hopeishere.today. Hopeishere.today. You can listen to those two 14-minute programs and see the before and after picture and be encouraged. I'm also going to tell you about an opportunity you can have to be a part of this program, and one of them is even free this Friday night, so make sure you stay tuned and listen. But Sherry, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, you know, you talked about you were going to do gastric bypass surgery, and I've had friends that have done that, yet the thing that, to me, as I look at Trainer Joe's and just trying to drop about almost 50 pounds here this year and looking at that, one of the things when you do it the way you've done it, you really have to deal with those emotional and mental aspects of food, don't you?
Yes, sir. And, you know, it's everything that I do is my lifestyle now. You learn how to eat to live better and to be able to do more things, as opposed to with the bypass. I know I have lots of friends that have done that too, and that they're still like very restricted on what they can eat and what they can't, and I'm not restricted like that, and so I feel like I'm able to actually just live like God intended me to live my life.
Mm. Wow, that's tough. You know, I've got friends as well that have had the surgery, and what's interesting is if somehow we can get a mindset that says just eat that way, you can avoid the knife. You know, and I know, and I don't disparage or have a hard time with somebody that decided to do that. I just know that it's not without risk and it's not without permanent changes in your life. So if we can try other things first, like this, certainly Sherry's a great example of what can happen if we can figure it out without going through that. So I think that's awesome.
Well, one of the things you talked about, how different your life is, you gave a great example, even just about even a vacation you took that you never would have taken if you hadn't taken on this challenge about your weight. Talk about that a little bit.
My husband and I went to Williamsburg, Virginia this summer. We walked over 25 miles in 3.5 days. And to be perfectly honest, we would have never even looked at taking that vacation had I not lost this weight, because there is no way I would have been able to do it. And one of the neatest things, though, that we did was my dad and my mom went there several years ago, and they went up into this lighthouse. And I didn't know anything, or I don't remember them telling me about it, but he told me about it before we left. And so we went to this lighthouse, and in order to get to the lighthouse, you had to go up, I don't know how many stairs, like it was like 300 or 400 stairs just to get to the lighthouse, and then probably that many more to get up into the lighthouse. And I would have never been able to do that before, and I was able to get to the top even before my husband did. And
you're not bragging, are you?
No, okay. No, not at all. but I was able to do that, and it was just a really cool thing to be able to do it physically for myself, and then emotionally as well, to be back in that place where they had, you know, a precious time. So it was a really neat experience.
Mm-hmm. Love hearing that.
Well, and that's the thing too, you know, you talk about vacations and pictures, and you know, when you're obese, and I even know myself being at 50 pounds, I know you lost 200, you don't even like to take pictures with people, do you?
When no.
You're that, now you're like,
no.
Yeah, let's take a picture.
Yeah. And I've taken more selfies in the last year than I had in forever. So yeah.
Yeah. And it's tough because we want to focus on the deeper things and not the what might be considered shallow things, but it's the world we live in is one that if we're too heavy, it's going to be hard to do some things, you know, that we can do if we lose the weight. So when we've got kids or grandkids, it oftentimes is going to afford us longer time with them. And even one of the things we emphasize is holding it lightly, because we tend to, in our culture, we're bombarded with the things that say, just eat what you want, have what you want. And we begin to hold food very tightly. And I think God would want us to hold it more lightly. You know, we can have idols out of a lot of things, and food can be one of those things that becomes an idol. So we don't emphasize as much, you know, wearing the jeans you want to wear. But certainly that's fun too, you know, or getting ready for a wedding or a cruise. But those are fun things, and whatever motivates somebody, I'm all for it. If you're motivated by the class reunion coming up, use that to motivate you, because ultimately we want to find a way to get it done, and I'm okay with whatever motivates you that's going to help us, because in the long run you're going to get all the benefits regardless of what your motivation was. You're still going to get the health benefits and the longevity benefits and the ability to do things benefits, so let's just do what we can to make it happen.
Have you seen anything medically? I mean, were you taking any medications or anything before, and are you still doing that now that you've lost the weight? Or?
I still have to take medications, because I take medications for fibromyalgia.
Okay.
I was not on, amazingly, was not on blood pressure medicine. That's just
amazing.
So by the grace of God, honestly, because I should have been, probably.
Now, have you lost this weight with fibromyalgia? Because I know a lot of people, Sherry, and not that I don't know, but a lot of people are going to say, that's what makes it so hard for me, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the ways that they can relax and comfort themselves when they're going through the difficulty of that.
Yes.
So I would like to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's very hard to exercise and to get around a lot of times. It's hard to get out of bed some days with fibromyalgia, and this has helped me tremendously, and I haven't had near as many bad days as I used to, but when I do, I overcome them much quicker than I did in the past. So I do still have to take medication for that. They have decreased some of it though, which is great. I'm thrilled about that, but just the way my body is handling the fibromyalgia has definitely gotten much, much better since then. So there's definitely hope for that as well.
Well, the thing though, Joe, I love that habit, because I know how painful that can be. I've got friends that suffer from fibromyalgia, but I know several testimonies of people that have been able to stop taking medications after going through the program.
Sherry was really unusual to be as heavy as she was and not have the blood pressure issues and prediabetes and things like that. A lot of people would once they get to obesity or morbid obesity. So the norm is for people to come in and be on blood pressure meds or diabetes meds, and then they lose the weight, and then they don't need them anymore. I mean, that's more common than not. It's not going to be for everybody, but it's certainly very common. People are on meds for acid reflux, and they lose their weight. They're off of it. People were snoring, they lose the weight. They don't snore anymore. People were on diabetes or prediabetes meds, and they lose the weight. They don't need it anymore. And a lot of people will say, well, it just runs in my family. And I will kind of, you know, I'm honest with them. I say, well, you know, you're 50 pounds overweight. What's going to happen if you're not? You know, the only way to know if your weight is a factor in your health is to lose the weight. And a lot of people resist that because, well, blood pressure runs in my family, or diabetes runs in my family. Well, you're 50 pounds overweight. What's going to happen if you're not? There's a reason that the doctor has a chart that shows the healthy weight range. It's because that's when it's healthiest, and that's what we want to shoot for. And we help people to see. Well, one of the things we do is we help people get to the place where it just makes so much sense to do this that they finally do. You know, because if we need to lose 50 pounds and 5 years from now we still need to lose 50 pounds, then we found an excuse not to do it. You know, so we just help people remove those and get to the place where it just makes too much sense not to do it, or too much sense to go ahead. And we hopefully get you to the place where that's going to happen. So we would love for some of you guys, some of your audience, to join us, at least for the free thing on Friday. And I think they would love it and get some of the things they're looking for.
Well, Sherry, one of the things I love about the program, I mean, you know, it's not real complicated, but it does have a plan. And for anything, whether you want to have a financial plan, you know, of your life, you do that, to have retirement. If you want to lose weight, you need to have a plan. And I think Trainer Joe has an excellent plan. And, yeah, you know, not eating after 7:30 at night and drinking lots of water. Yeah, that sounds simple, and that's part of the program. But one of the best aspects to me about the program, I want to see your thoughts, is because you're doing it together. You're doing it in a group setting. Have you found that to be true with you?
Oh, absolutely. It's much easier to go through this with other people than it is to do it alone. There's no question.
And she's actually begun teaching the class as well in groups, and I think that's been really cool, too. Talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I will go and I will do – I show his videos, but then I also will just, you know, answer questions, help them with because I get asked a lot of questions, you know, and so I'm there for them to do that, and I keep up with them daily and make sure they're doing okay. Is there anything they need? And so just, you know, having that accountability is just, in my opinion, it's extremely important. So if you can get involved in a group, then please, you know, do that, because it'll definitely help and encourage.
And we usually have somebody in the group that has lost, you know, 100 pounds or so, and if Sherry's there or Dan's there, and, you know, they've probably experienced whatever people are running up against that's been really challenging for them. And when they speak to that, it just gives you a lot of hope and encouragement that you can do it too.
Well, and that's why we're doing this. You know, you're telling me, why are they talking about this? Because I know so many people have lost hope about their health, their food eating, and yet there is a great plan here. We've been talking with Trainer Joe and Sherry, who has lost over 200 pounds on this program. What would you say to somebody that's fighting and making all these excuses that they've listened this week? What would you say to people and why they should start doing this?
Go to the free session and hear what it's all about, and you will see that it's not as complicated as you're going to think it is. Okay, and that's something I tell people. It's so easy that it's almost trips people up, you know, because you expect it to be, you know, so difficult to do, and it's not. But I encourage them to go and at least hear what it's about. And, you know, your excuses are not going to get any easier. They're just going to keep – you're going to keep getting more and more excuses. I've been there. I don't know that. But, you know, God intended for us to be healthy. And so if you need to get healthy, then now's the time to do it.
I love it. Now's the time to do it.
And I love what she said. I got to repeat it. It's so easy that it trips some people up. Yeah, we almost want it to be complicated because – in a way, that gives us an excuse. You know, it was just so complicated. Well, this is not one of those so complicated programs.
Well, it's really not. I've been through it, so I highly recommend it. I'm going to be joining on November 5th. That's a Tuesday night, but you've got something this Friday night, Joe. Talk about that.
Yeah, I'm glad you're going to be there, Greg. That's awesome. Yeah, so Friday night's going to be we call it a weight loss igniter. It's 2 hours long, start to finish, 6 to 8 o'clock. We just pour a lot into that. A lot of the information in the 21 days is going to be provided in that two-hour program. So everybody's welcome to that. We should be able to fit everybody in the Strong Shop. We just set up chairs, and we have a great time. It's kind of a fun party atmosphere, and we'll be out of there by right at 8 o'clock.
All right, and then it'll start on November 5th. It's just going to be Tuesday nights. It used to be Tuesday and Thursdays, but he's even cut that back just to Tuesday nights. So I hope you'll join me on November 5th to find out more information. Check him out online at trainerjoes.com. That's trainerjoes.com. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
This is Trainer Joe. Most people struggle with weight loss. Let me help you by showing you how to look at food and weight loss in a whole new way so you can lose weight and keep it off. You are invited to a free Weight Loss Igniter this Friday, November 1st, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at Strong Shop Fitness next to the Bella Reve Kroger. For more information, go to trainerjoes.com. That's trainerjoes.com.